This episode is brought to you by Nike. It's back to school season, and you and your child might be feeling a bit anxious. As a parent, you're the best teammate for your mini-me, and together you can use sport to help overcome anxiety. Try something new as a family and celebrate even the little wins you achieve on the journey. Create long-lasting memories that will take your kids from class to court and beyond. Go to nike.com/kids to get school ready.
Incredibly exciting.
It's really about
as a developer, that's an amazing feeling to have.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to episode 158 of the latest PS5 podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I know I said Alex would be here last week. I'm afraid our scheduling has gone crazy. I am literally sitting in an airport lounge, private airport lounge, that is, and you can hear the coffee machines and everything going off in the background. I can record this because there's nobody in this lounge either. I'm flying out for work. Our scheduling just did not work. It became an emergency trip. So it's just me again this week, but I have a lot of news to get through because Sony has been dropping news all over the place. So I'm going to be talking new tech as they talk PlayStation Portal. So Project Q has its official name and it's PlayStation Portal. We're going to talk sound as well, new game announcements, acquisitions, tech acquisition, not a game acquisition, so don't get your hopes up. A lot to get through this week. Can't introduce my co-host because he ain't here. So what have I been playing? Guys, I know for the last few weeks I've been talking about how I was enjoying Jedi Survivor. I got bored. As soon as I said it, it's like I jinxed myself and I got bored and I stopped playing it and I traded it in. I'll go back to it. I got my save file on my PS5. I will wait until it hits EA Play in the future and I get a Star Wars itch. You know what? That's when you just get over Star Wars'd. And I'm not going to lie, Spider-Man 2 is literally dominating the foreseeable future for me because I thought, yeah, I'll play this story game, give it a break, and then I'll play Spider-Man 2. But I just don't have this feeling. I'm like 7 weeks away and I don't have a feeling to play a story, narrative-driven game before Spider-Man 2. So, yeah. So, as a result, I've been playing eFootball Online. I've been playing PGA 2K23, which was available on PlayStation Plus. And I downloaded the trial for Solus, which is like this, just as I said it, an atmospheric narrative-driven game. But it's shorter, much shorter than Jedi Survivor. If you have got PlayStation Plus Premium, download the trial. It's only an hour. It's beautiful, dude. Guys, it's absolutely beautiful. And I apologize if while I'm reading any stories you hear any machine sounds in the background. That's the free kitchen and bar here for me that I can utilize. I'm just drinking a hot chocolate at the moment. You know, so yeah, we've got a lot of news to get into. So because Alex is in here, I'm not going backwards in time because I just can't be arsed. So let's get right into the news. Okay, guys, so the first story, it's a big one. It dropped on the PlayStation blog, which I'm going to read from. And it was obviously posted by Hideaki Nishino, who is the Senior Vice President and Platform Experience at SIE. So this is from the PlayStation blog. Since launching PS5, we've been amazed to see how many players around the world have embraced the generational leaps we made in the gaming experience, such as the heightened feeling of immersion delivered by the haptic feedback and adaptive triggers in the DualSense wireless controller. Our PlayStation community continues to give us a reason to challenge ourselves to bring new innovative ways and innovations to the market for all players to enjoy. That's why today we are especially pleased to share with you new updates about our upcoming hardware products. In May, we gave a quick peek at our dedicated PS5 remote play device, now called PlayStation Portal Remote Player, and our first wireless earbuds called Pulse Explore. Today we're pleased to share more details about these products and reveal a new PlayStation over-the-ear wireless headset, Pulse Elite. Both Pulse Elite and Pulse Explore deliver low latency lossless audio from PS5 and PlayStation Portal using our new PlayStation Link wireless technology. Here are the details. PlayStation Portal Remote Player. PlayStation Portal Remote Player brings a PS5 experience to the palm of your hand. It includes the key features of the DualSense wireless controller, including adaptive triggers and haptic feedback. The vibrant 8-inch LCD screen is capable of 1080p resolution at 60 frames per second, providing a high-definition visual experience that's expected from the high-quality games created by world-class developers. PlayStation Portal is the perfect device for gamers in households where they might need to share their living room TV or simply want to play PS5 games in another room of the house. PlayStation Portal will connect remotely to your PS5 over Wi-Fi, so you'll be able to swiftly jump from playing on your PS5 to your PlayStation Portal. Portal can play supported games that are installed on your PS5 console and the use of the DualSense controller. It also includes a 3.5mm audio jack for wired audio. PSVR 2 games, which require the headset, and games that are streamed through PlayStation Plus Premium's cloud streaming are not supported. PlayStation Portal Remote Player, which will launch later this year for $199, €219.99, £199.99, or 29,980 yen. And there'll be more details posted for pre-orders for PlayStation Portal. Now, before I move on, ladies and gentlemen, did I not say if it did not have a 1 and a 9 at the front, I will not buy it? Well, it has a 1 at the front, ladies and gentlemen, so you know what that means? I'm going to buy it. I might buy it. Yeah, of course I'm going to buy it. $199.99, that was my prediction. Bang on the nose, knew it was going to be that. Now, you're probably thinking, I don't need it. It's just options. You know, if you only have one TV in the house or people want to play it, it's perfect for them. And just remember the most important thing, give it time. It's running off Android. It is going to get jailbroken. And I guarantee you, you'll be able to play Starfield via Game Pass on PlayStation Portal somehow. And would I do it? Yes, I would, because I get to use the DualSense controller. So, ladies and gentlemen, keep an eye out for more information about that. And obviously now at the $199 price point, I'm super hyped. And I will be talking about this piece of hardware a lot more on the show as we get closer to launch.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Anyway, let's move on. Pulse Elite Wireless Headset and Pulse Explore Wireless Earbuds. Pulse Elite and Pulse Explore are the latest PlayStation wireless headset and earbuds, bringing next-level audio performance to the gaming experience. Pulse Elite is our new wireless headset that offers lossless audio and comes with a retractable boom mic and AI-enhanced noise rejection capable of filtering background sounds. A charging hanger is also included with the product for a convenient charging and storage option. Pulse Explore is our first set of wireless earbuds, providing a... That biscuit is killing me, man. Woo! Right. Oh, let's see if I can do that again. Pulse Explore is our first set of wireless earbuds, providing a premium portable audio experience with dual microphones and AI-enhanced noise rejection capable of filtering background sounds. It also offers lossless audio and comes with a charging case. Elite and Explore will be the first PlayStation audio devices to use custom-designed planar magnetic drivers for an audiophile-level listening experience, normally found in premium headphones for professional sound engineers. With Pulse Explore, we're pleased to be one of the first companies to provide wireless earbuds to the mass consumer market using planar magnetic driver technology. Elite and Explore are part of our ongoing efforts to amplify the audio experience in gaming and make the gameplay experience more immersive through enhanced sound. Pulse Elite will be available for $149.99, €149.99, £129.99, and 18,980 yen. And Pulse Explore will be available for $199.99, €219, £199.99, £29,980 yen. And I'll have more details to share soon and when pre-order and launch dates. Before I move on, let me just get this story out of the way because it links with that one. And it's funny I said link. PlayStation Link, PlayStation's new wireless audio technology. Elite and Explore connect directly with PlayStation Portal by leveraging this new wireless audio technology, PlayStation Link. This innovation delivers low latency, lossless audio, and easy switching between multiple PlayStation Link hosts, such as PS5 with a USB adapter and PlayStation Portal. When using Elite and Explore with PS5, the USB adapter that's included with each headset and earbuds is required for PlayStation Link. The PlayStation Link USB adapter will also be sold separately as a standalone item and can be used on PC and Mac, so players can connect Pulse Elite or Pulse Explore to experience the same lossless audio and low latency audio. Elite and Explore can simultaneously connect to PlayStation Link supported devices, PS5, PC, Mac or PlayStation Portal, and a Bluetooth supported device. For example, Pulse Explore can be connected to PS5 via the USB adapter using PlayStation Link and also to a mobile phone through a Bluetooth at the same time while playing on PS5. Gamers can instantly answer a call and hear it through the same Pulse Explore earbuds. We can't wait to launch our new line of products for PS5 so players can play longer and experience its heightened immersiveness. We want to thank all our fans for being part of the PlayStation family and for embracing PS5, and we look forward to continuing to come up with new ways to enhance the player experience. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, again, you might be thinking, oh man, everything is costing too much. There's too much to buy. It's just options. We talk about it a lot on this show. Options. For example, I don't need any of this. As cool as it sounds, I'm happy with the Pulse, the official Pulse headset I got at launch when I bought my PS5. I bought this headset. I'm happy with it because it's amazing 3D audio. It's unbelievable. Sony are giving you options. If you want Pulse Elite, you can get Pulse Elite. If you want to get earbuds, you can get earbuds. They're just giving so many options to people. So you might have a certain way that you want to listen to the game and a certain setup that you want, and you've got multiple options to choose how you want to do it. It's great news. You do not have to buy them. Sony don't expect you to buy all of them, even though they would love you to buy all of them. So don't think to yourself, I've got to spend this much on this, this much on this. You don't have to spend a penny. You just need PS5 and a PlayStation Plus subscription and eFootball, which is free. Yes, but it's great to hear that Sony are really pushing sound. Obviously, the news came out now that Dolby Atmos is supporting PlayStation 5. Digital Foundry did a tech test on Dolby Atmos running on PS5, and they said it's the best. They said that there's literally no lag thanks to the Tempest audio engine. So we are looking at a future where Sony are absolutely smashing it from an audio front. So if you think about it, you've got a PS5 that has the fastest SSD in a games console. You have the best controller ever made in the DualSense controller. And now you're getting the best audio that video game console has ever had. So you can't go wrong there. But it's funny I'm talking about audio because the next story is about an acquisition from Sony.
It's Ridge Racer. Ridge Racer. Remember that one?
I'm not going to lie, we've talked a lot about acquisitions on this show, and there are certain acquisitions we've seen from Sony that just make a lot of sense. Take the acquisition of Nixis, for example, it just made sense, right? As PlayStation looks to make PC ports of its first-party games an important part of the business, it acquires a studio that's best in the business for porting games to PC. So Thursday's acquisition announcement is of the same ilk, as Sony have announced they will acquire Odaisy. And this is where I need Alex. Odaisy, a leading audio technology company who make incredible award-winning headphones, including award-winning gaming headphones. We've already seen the Pulse 3D headphones from Sony. And on Wednesday, obviously I just spoke about it, it talked about the next tier of that, which was Pulse Elite along with the Pulse Explore options. Sony's always done well with its accessories, and having Odaisy potentially be the team powering its audio accessories, that could increase the quality and premium pricing of the next headphones we see from Sony. Not to mention Odaisy will bring its own audio expertise, which developers within PlayStation Studios could potentially take great advantage of. This acquisition doesn't obviously stop what Odaisy is doing and what it already does, as it will still act independently and develop headphones for all platforms. though it can now obviously potentially play a big part in the future PlayStation projects on the audio side. Audaze is a premier brand for headphones, and this acquisition highlights Sony Interactive's focus on innovation and providing the best audio experience to PlayStation players, said Senior Vice President of Platform Experience Hideaki Nishino on the acquisition. We're excited to bring Audaze's expertise into the PlayStation ecosystem, building on the great strides we've made with PlayStation 5's Tempest 3D audio tech and the Pulse 3D wireless headset. For Audaze's part, Chief Executive Officer Sankar Tyagasamudram, said Sony Interactive provides Audaze with a unique opportunity to scale our business as we continue with our mission to deliver best-in-class headphones to recording professionals, audiophiles, and gamers. We're also looking forward to contributing to Sony Interactive's efforts to take PlayStation audio experiences to the next level. Ladies and gentlemen, it's exciting times. Let's be honest, nobody's pronouncing that surname that I butchered then. And I know I pronounced Audaze about 10 different ways, but another big step for Sony, we're seeing it here. PS5, when it was first announced with Mark Cerny's Power Hour, he talked about audio, the Tempest audio engine and what it can do. I talked about Nixxis at the top of this story. You know, they got one of the best porters in the business to port their games to PC. Now you're looking at your accessories from a sound point to really push what the Tempest audio engine can do. So they've bought Audaze, you know, who are going to work on that. And more importantly, yes, you own them. You're not going to stop them from doing what they do, which is making headphones for all platforms, because if they're selling on all platforms, they're making money and revenue. So it's a big update for PlayStation. It's a huge acquisition from a tech standpoint, and more importantly, they will definitely have a say in what's going on in the internals of the next consoles, which is PlayStation 5 Pro and the PlayStation 6.
Get ready for the next battle.
Now, Gamescom opening night live has come and gone. It wasn't a great show. That's why we didn't do live reactions to it, and again, we couldn't because we just had scheduling issues. But the big announcement for this show in particular is that Tekken 8 got a release date, which is out on January 26, 2024 for PlayStation 5, PC and the Xbox Series X and S. Furthermore from that, Bandai Namco Entertainment has announced that the Tekken 8 Premium Collector's Edition will be available to purchase for $259.99 or $299 exclusively from its online store, and features a wealth of physical items in addition to a copy of the game. It's good to see that a copy of the game is actually coming with a special edition for once. So here's what you get basically in that £260 or $300 premium collector's edition. So you get the game, Tekken 8. You get a playable character Year 1 Pass, which will have 4 additional playable characters. You get avatar skin of Kinjin, character costume, gold suit pack, 1 costume per each playable character, so that's 32 in total. Avatar costume, classic Tekken t-shirt set, 32 designs, burning chain metal plate, corporation stickers, premium box, special face-off steel box, 8 glossy collectible cards, Leroy Smith metal ring with velvet pouch, an arcade token which is 5 centimeters, and of course the big thing that you're paying for besides the game, the exclusive Jin electrified figurine, which stands at 25 centimeters tall. Now of course there's other versions available if you don't want to splash that much money on Tekken 8. No, I don't. So besides the standard version of Tekken 8, which is the version I'll buy, Alex will probably need one of these editions to get an extra boost. You get a deluxe edition that includes the base game, playable character 1 year pass, gold suit pack, avatar skin of Kinjin, avatar costume Paul Phoenix set, 2 avatar skins, Tetsun and Mokujin. And finally, you have the ultimate edition, which is the base game, playable character Year 1 pass, classic Tekken t-shirt set, 3 avatar skins, which is Kazuya, Jun and Jin, character costume, which is the gold suit pack, avatar skin, which is Kinjin, avatar costume, Paul Phoenix set, and the 2 avatar skins of Tetsun and Mokujin. And again, Tekken 8 is out on January 26th. Now, guys, I got to say to you, right? I love Tekken 8. I played the CNT test again, it's different. It's going to take a lot of time to get used to, which is expected. It is a good-looking game, but man, I got access with Asim. I stayed at Asim's house the other week, and he had the Mortal Kombat 1 beta, and I had an opportunity to play, and ladies and gentlemen, goodness gracious me, that game is beautiful. I highly recommend, like, the YouTube videos in 4K do this game no justice to when you are actually playing it. Native 4K, 60 frames per second, it is sharp, it is beautiful, it is stunning, and I cannot wait to get both. I'm getting both Mortal Kombat 1, I'm getting both Tekken 8. They might be totally different games, but the outcome on both will be the exact same. Alex getting his ass whooped.
Now let me leave, Murph. Don't let me leave, Murph!
Okay, guys, this one is quite funny. And we don't really talk about rumors that much unless it's a rumor mill, but I wanted to bring this one to the show because it's hilarious. Okay, in a good way. Tom Holland and Chris Pratt are reportedly pegged to star in the Jack and Daxter movie adaptation. Let me say that again. Tom Holland and Chris Pratt are reportedly pegged to star in the Jack and Daxter movie adaptation. That's according to film industry leaker My Time to Shine Hello, who has a reliable track record of reporting on Marvel-related movie news. Holland is being prepped as Jack, while Pratt is being eyed to voice Daxter. Additionally, My Time to Shine Hello said Uncharted movie director Ruben Fleischer will be directing this adaptation. Fleischer first revealed he was working on a Jack and Daxter adaptation back in 2022. In February of last year, the director said he believed this series would be really cool to bring to life. And of course, he has experience of working with Tom Holland, who starred in Uncharted as protagonist Nathan Drake. Perhaps coincidentally, Tom Holland has previously suggested he would be keen to take on the role of Jack in any Jack and Daxter adaptation. Last year, the actor stated he would like to see a really weird and dark live-action version of the games told. Pratt, meanwhile, is no stranger to voicing video game characters, having provided his vocal stylings to Mario in this year's hit. We'll call it box office hit. It's not a blockbuster hit. It wasn't a great film. The Super Mario Brothers movie. Holland and Pratt have worked together previously with the duo voicing brothers in Disney Pixar's fantasy animation Onward. It's on Disney Plus. Watch it. It's actually really good. But yeah, I wanted to bring that story to you guys. It's funny. It's interesting. And that's, you know, the latest PSX last week, which was exclusive to Patreon, was all about PlayStation productions. And here I am a week later talking about a potentially new PlayStation production, the next one after everything that's been announced already, which is a Jack and Daxter movie. If you haven't played the games, they are available on PlayStation Plus. Highly recommended. They're all really, really cool.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Snake.
It's a hired hit.
Okay, so last week the charts changed massively in the UK due to a huge price promotion from the Nintendo Switch. So let's get straight into it. At number 10, you have Nintendo Switch Sports with Hogwarts Legacy at number 9. At number 8... you have Pikmin 4 with Minecraft at number 7. At number 6, which jumped all the way up from number 15, is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Obviously, the announcement and information releasing about Modern Warfare 3 helped boost sales there. Also jumping, but this from number 9 to number 5, is Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate. At number 4, it holds on to the same spot, is The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom with FIFA 23. Dropping down from number 2 to number 3. Jumping from number 5 last week to number 2 is Alex's favourite game, Grand Theft Auto 5, with last week's number 3 jumping to number 1. It's been a long time since it's been number 1, but it has been bouncing around the chart week after week, and that's Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Now, obviously, a big point of that is that it's bundled in with Nintendo Switch consoles. Now, what's funny is last week's number 1, LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, fell all the way down to number 24 in the chart, which is crazy. FIFA 23 had a 22% decrease in sales, and Zelda obviously remained at number 4 with a 15% decline in sales. Now, when I mentioned Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, It re-entered the top 10 at number 6 with a 48% rise in sales, driven again by the announcement of Modern Warfare 3 and a price promotion that was on the PlayStation 5. Out of the top 10, two new games entered the UK box charts last week, Madden NFL 24 and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, debuting at number 11 and number 13 respectively. Elsewhere, two editions of The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt saw a major spike in sales due to discounts. The Game of the Year edition moved from number 35 to number 12, driven by a 63% sales rise due to a PS4 promotion, while the Complete Edition moved to number 19 from number 33 with a 19% increase in sales due to a PS5 promotion. I just want to shout out It Takes Two, which re-entered the charts at number 26 with a 351% spike in sales that past week. And Little Nightmares 2 at number 31 with 196% sales increase. Again, this was due to announcements, not more for It Takes Two, but more for Little Nightmares 3 was announced last week. So it obviously had an effect on Little Nightmares 2 in the chart. So I just wanted to shout them out. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's short and sweet for a second week in a row. I deeply apologize. Don't worry, me and Alex have already scheduled in an exact time. It is a ridiculous time in the morning next week, or this week by the time you're listening to it, to record to make sure we're both on the show. It would have been great to have us both on the show this week to discuss, obviously, the new hardware announcements and the pricing and the acquisition, which obviously Alex can give a quick insight onto next week. But yeah, exciting times for PlayStation. I'm sure there's going to be a lot more news this week, and we will be covering it together this week. And all our usual programming on Patreon will be back to normal when the two of us are together. So thank you very much for listening, and good night, everybody.